everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of 7 Minutes of Saints. Andrew, this episode is free because of our friends at SeatGeek. Go to SeatGeek. They have the best app to help you get the tickets to the concerts, shows, sporting events you need. Their app tells you if it's a green light, it's a good deal. If it's a yellow light, it's an okay deal. If it's a red light, it's a very, very bad deal, and you shouldn't do it. SeatGeek. Use the code ACAA right now. Get $20 off your first purchase. That's two beers at the event of your choice on them. SeatGeek, it's awesome. Again, use the code ACAA to get $20 off your first purchase today. Life's an event. We have the tickets. SeatGeek. All right, Andrew, today I want to yell at Saints Twitter, all the people, all the beat writers, all the different people saying, hey, Minnesota is having trouble coming to a long-term deal with Kyle Rudolph. The Saints should trade for him. And I was screaming on Saints Twitter. I was like, listen, they signed Jared Cook. Why can't we wait and see how he does before we go and burn another 2020 asset for a tight end as a one-year rental? I just think because the Saints, Andrew, are so YOLO, that we as fans embrace it and we're just like, any deal the Saints can make, they should do. But I just think this is terrible for a number of reasons. Mostly, not because I hate Kyle Rudolph or that it's a one-year rental. I just know that come October, the Saints are going to burn more 2020 assets to fill holes. So save your draft picks that you have in 2020, because you're going to burn them in October. Let's save them and see how tight end is before we go and add another one. Is that too much to ask?
No, it's not. And I maybe would feel differently if Kyle Rudolph was 26 years old, but he'll be 30 this year. And so he's a couple years younger than Jared Cook, but they had similar years last year. Now, they're different kinds of tight ends. I realize they play the same position, and I realize if you look at their stats – actually, I think Rudolph had 64 catches last year. Yep, 64 catches, and then Cook had 68. So, you know, they had a similar season last year, but they're different kinds of players. I mean, Kyle Rudolph is, I think, more of a traditional tight end. He doesn't have the speed. He doesn't have the ability after the catch. But what he does have is really long arms, a ridiculous catch radius, and he's kind of a box-out receiving tight end. So, you know, in the red zone, I think – Rudolph in tight corners is maybe a little bit more effective because Breeze can throw the ball in a window and he can go get it. It kind of like Colston. I mean, you think of him as like more of a Colston receiving type of tight end. Cook is very much a run after the catch, mismatch, beat you down the seam kind of tight end. So, you know, depending on what you're looking for, I actually think – you know, Rudolph is probably more effective on third and three. I mean, he's the guy that'll get you 4 yards. Cook is much more of a field stretcher, a matchup nightmare. I mean, he's a guy. I mean, if you look at, I mean, this stat kind of says it all, right? If you look at Kyle Rudolph's career touchdowns, 41 career touchdowns. And if you look at Cook, he has 25 career touchdowns. So Rudolph has a lot more. But then if you look at yards per catch career, it's 9.8 for Rudolph, and it's 12.9, almost 13 for Cook. So if you look at the two players, I mean, we're talking about almost a 3 yard difference per catch. And to me, that says it all about the difference between the two players. And so I just feel like if Sean Payton wanted a guy like Rudolph, you know, he wouldn't have gotten Cook. I think there's something about Cook in the way that he exploits matchups that's what Sean Payton wants in this offense right now.
Yeah, I totally agree. And my thing is, look, I get that fans want two tight ends. But my thing is, like, Jared Cook, I mean, I guess things happen at such a warp speed now, Andrew, that people forget. I mean, when they signed Jared Cook, Saints Twitter was all about it, and we were pumped as fuck about it. So I just feel like people are acting like that was 20 years ago, and now they're like, well, he's 32 years old, and you don't know. I'm like, dude, when they did it. Do you people remember? It was like a weeks-long experience. It's like they agreed to it, but like he didn't sign the deal, and we were like, why isn't he signing the deal? Maybe New England's making a late push because they know Gronk's going to retire. And we were excited about Cook. And my excitement of Cook hasn't dissipated at all. And I still think Cook, at his worst, Andrew, he's going to be Mr. Jessica Simpson, which I know is a long time ago for a lot of Saints fans. It was like 2008, Mr. Jessica Simpson. He had 50-something catches, right? I think that's the floor for Jared Cook. I think it's possible.
Well, I think the floor is probably what we got out of Ben Watson this year, which was not good. I mean, that would mean him turning into a pumpkin or getting injured, you know, and just not being what we hope to get out of him. But, you know, I'm skeptical of a guy that all of a sudden out of nowhere has the best year of his career. He's been a disappointment and an underachiever his whole career. And then at 32, he kind of puts it all together and has a Pro Bowl season. I don't know. I find that odd. But no, I don't. So you mentioned Eric Johnson. I mean, Eric Johnson to me is a poor version of Kyle Rudolph. He's a poor man's Kyle Rudolph. I mean, he certainly didn't have Jared Cook's ability after the catch. And I just think Cook, a lot of times, you know, and what the Raiders did so well last year, which is why he put up a monster year, was they would put him in the slot and safeties would try to cover him one-on-one. And he would just, you know, run like a double move on a safety and leave him in the dust. And then he's at the second level and corners are trying to tackle him. And, you know, that's how he turned some of those catches in the 30 and 40 yard
game. And look, the Raiders offense, John Gruden, for all the jokes we make about him, how maybe he doesn't know what he's doing, his offense is still pretty sharp and pretty good. And he's still a really good offensive mind, the interesting things he was doing with the Raiders. But let's not kid ourselves, man. The Raiders, they ain't got Kamara. They ain't got Michael Thomas. They ain't got Taysom Hill. You know, so the same, I mean, like Jared Cook was, like when you went into the Raiders game, I think at times you could argue that when teams were playing the Raiders, they're like, we got to stop Jared Cook. He's like the dude on this team, right? Yeah. Especially after they got rid of Amari Cooper.
Ben Watson to me is the profile. Like that's when Ben Watson was good for the Saints. You know, like that's more, you know, he could do some damage after the catch. Remember that year where he had like 74 catches or whatever? I mean, he could get down the seam. He could exploit mismatches out of the slot. And, you know, it just didn't really work last year because, you know, he's a little banged up and he looks slow and he just wasn't the same player. But I don't know. I think Watson version one is what I would expect to see out of Cook. And I think a good year for a bad year for him would be what we saw out of Watson last year. And a more realistic expectation is what we got out of Watson when he was like, you know, 35 instead of 38 years old.
Well, the thing really is, if you get what you got out of Watson in what was it, 2015,
right?
You get 70 catches out of the Saints.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Saints offense will cook.
Watson was doing damage at the second level, and that's the profile. Like Watson had speed, size, like he had a lethal combination of the two. And like a lot of times he would catch like that 7 yard hook route and the safety, he's a tough guy to bring down. The safety misses a tackle and all of a sudden he's quick enough to turn 8 yards into 17. And that's what Cook's going to give you. That's the profile. So if you remember what Watson did in this offense back when he was good, like that's what they're trying to get out of Cook here.
Yeah, and look, the thing about, you know, to touch on Ben Watson was, he's such a physical freak, though, that, you know, a lot of times NFL players, their body sort of changes as they get older, and you can see the physical differences on them, right? Sometimes they gain a little weight or whatever. Ben Watson is such a physical freak that he still looks the same, but I think his body's kind of done. And I know that he's going to New England and all this, but I think with the Saints, like his body was, he was kind of kaput in 2018. And that's just it. And I just think the Saints are going to, I think they're going to be okay at tight end. And the thing is, and I'll reiterate it that I said at the top, we know that come October, if the Saints are in contention, which we fully expect them to be, in worst cases, October, when the trade deadline, it comes about, what does it come about, week six or week seven now?
Yeah.
Like, worst case scenario, the Saints are going to be like 3-4 or 4-3. That's probably the worst case. They're going to do something. And they're going to burn that third and fourth round pick that they have in 2020. They're going to fucking burn it to fill a hole, whether it's a hole because of injury or bad play or whatever. You know they're going to do it. And so I would rather them.
Well, yeah, and I know what you're going to say. And here, I would rather figure out at that point when they're going to do it, what the problem is, rather than assume the problem is tight end now.
Yes, exactly. And also, before we get out of here, this is the free podcast episode, so get your butt over to Patreon if you are on Podbean and get yourself a free koozie. Do it now. It's awesome. You should do it. And by the way, we think we have fixed all the live stream issues that we have.
No, don't promise that.
Yes. Yeah, so we'll
it's
have a live stream.
If
we'll see. So I'm going to do a test on Friday night of the live stream again. It went well Monday, Andrew. So we'll see. But people, if you're on Podbean, get yourself over to Patreon and get yourself a free koozie. And the rest of you who aren't signed up at all, get over to Podbean and get a free koozie. It's awesome. You see the pictures on our Twitter feed. Thanks, and we will see you tomorrow.